Friday the 24th of April, Lamed Nissen, Aleph Devash Chodesh Ad Iyar, Rabbi Yitzchak Firestone, Insights into Parshas Tazria Metzora.
The beginning of Parshas Tazria, I dabba Hashem Amoish Aleimoi, dabba Adonai Yisroel, Leimoi, Ishok Yisazria V'yold Azocha, V'tomo Shivas Yomim Kimei Midas Tavoysa Titma, V'yoyim Hashmini, Yimoyen Besara Lose. The Mephoshim, Chazal Yedi, asked, what's the Shaykhus, the connection, besides the obvious fact of Shivas Yomim and V'yoyim Hashmini, why the Torah feels a necessity to put together the halachas of the Tomo Shivas Yomim, Kimei Midas Tavoysa Titma, putting together the halachas of Tuma, of childbirth, together with the Vayoyim HaShmini, Yimoyl, the Sara Lose. So Chazal say, Yehudi, Lomo nidna Mila b'Shmini, why was Mila given, one of the reasons why was Mila given on the Shmini, Shelo yiyu akil smeichim, the Bris Mila, everybody's happy with the mitzvah of Mila. Chazal say, the mitzvah of Mila is something which Klal Yisrael was mekabel aleihem b'simcha, and always stayed, therefore always stayed the greatest Indian in Klal Yisrael, always stayed the greatest Simcha in Klal Yisrael. Shelo yu ovi v'imo yatsevim, and the father and mother will be Nebuch Ba'atzvus, ha'yoyis, v'ishis d'chosa l'ba'alo, ki mei nidas d'voisa titma, ha'yoyis, the woman is forbidden to her husband, therefore the ovi v'imo will be atsevim. Asul brought down, v'atzvus ha'bisl shvetz pashtein, v'chay the Simcha b'mida, it's not the physical simcha. A person doesn't have a physical simcha, the fact that he's doing the bris mila to his son. The fakeh, if anything, the bris mila is a stickle operation, it's not kind of physical simcha. The simcha shakril semeichim boy is a simcha shal mitzvah, the ruchni is the simcha, the kedusha shal simcha. So why should it be, shalai yo ove v'imoy atzevim ba'akril semeichim? Ove v'imoy, obviously atzev, obviously upset about a physical thing, about the gashmis thing they're acting out with. So what's the connection between a simcha of mila and the Gashmi is the Kasimcha, which the father and mother are lacking? What's up, Mr. Schwerz, to verstehen? What the other Behima at Sevim is, the fact of a Yom HaShmini, Yimu Basalo, say to Ma, the Ruchni is the Kasimcha, we need to have a physical Simcha of Gashmi between a mother and father. And so there's a Kasha brought down from the Rishag, it's the Zohar of Shavu, he brings this Kasha down. It's not Mestabi, he says, that the Simcha of Mila should be Kishteh, the Simcha of Mitzvah, may the Ovi V'imay Atzevim, the lack of physical simcha. Doch Shvetz Vashtei in the Hemshech, once again, between the Ishak Yisazriya, the Yoldo Zocha, the Yom HaShmini, Yimu V'Sar Osoy, and even the Chazal do point to light it, Shalai Ovi V'imay Atzevim, and Hakel Semeichim, but nevertheless, it's Nachal Tzabis L'Shveh, to Vashtei in the Shaiches, between the Ovi V'imay Atzevim, and the Hakel Semeichim. I want to be marked the Mishtik with another point at the beginning of the Seder, and then get back in Eretz Hashem to answer this kasha of the Shaykhs between the Tumas Isha with the Yom HaShmini Yom HaBasar Nosei. Rashi says an Omfang Pasha, famous Rashi, Isha Kisazriya, Omer Rav Simloi, brings a Medish Tanchuma, Kishem Shei Tzirosei Shel Odom, Ach HaKol Behei Machai V'Oif B'Masa Bereshitz, just like the creation of man was after Behei Machai and Oif B'Masa Bereshitz, the laws of an Adam, which is this week's Pasha, the Negoim of Adam, on the Spanish are explained. After the halachas when they get to Behema, the end of Pasha Shmini, the first all the halachas of Behema's Tahiris and Behema's Temetz. So just like in creation, a man was created last, who had in the Torah, his Torah is said after the Behema of Achayvayv. And the Medrash rushes to bring it down, but the Medrash goes further. And the Medrash says that with man, the Medrash means a posuk, Ocho v'kedem tzartoni, and the Medrash says, Im zocha, if a man is zoicha, oimim loy vitelim, ato kidomto v'kol ma'asa bereshis. The person zoicha, he's zoicha, vitelim, you are before, you are prior to all ma'asa bereshis. V'im lav, and if not, vitelim yitush kodmoch. Shilshul kodmach, the mosquito, the gnat, the small fly, came before you. And Chayyaz also once again, schwer to understand this medrash, and I'll speak about this medrash. What's the pshat in them? The ma'aseh of the man was created after the animals. So why do we tell him zocha? He was created before atzav kidanta. If it wasn't zocha, we tell him the gnat, the mosquito was created before him. The yitzush kadmach, and so what? The yitzush was kadmach, so what? The medesh obviously has a different meaning to it. Now the pshat the medesh is that makdim zayin abisl. It's yodua. It's brought down all the svarim akdoshim. From the Vilna Gaon's brought down, from the Baal Shem Tov brought down. The ick of a person in this world, the main tachas of a person is shviras hamidas v'ateva. A person has to break the midas he has and the nature that he has. A person comes onto this world, the tachas of a person is to break his natural tendencies, to break nature, to go against nature, to break his midas and to break his teva. Okay, it's brought down as an alter tzaten, kshonim kadmonias. One of the things we're lacking is the me'ah and the vi'im. A person wanted to know what his tachas was in this world. A person wanted to know what he came down to the world for. He would go to a novi. A novi wasn't only somebody who told the future with grace and masses. A novi told a person, could see a person, could bring out his tchunas anefesh, could go and bring out from a person, what he's here in this world to be masakim, which midi is here to be masakim. I heard once a taich, Yirosnu fanecha Hashem elekeinu velekeinu v'seinu, shibona v'samikdash v'mheiri v'yameinu, v'sein, chelkeinu b'seir asecha. What's the shaykhas? Shibona b'samikdash v'mheiri v'yameinu, v'sein, chelkeinu b'seir asecha, build the b'samikdash, and give us our chelik in the Torah. So the Torah is very vast, the Torah is great, and everybody has his part, where he has to go along and be masakin in the Torah. Pashtetach, everyone has to be makar in the Torah mitzvahs. But besides the Tariq Mitzvah, everyone's got a chelik in the Torah, a portion of the Torah, which he is here specifically, his portion, personally. It's not even the others. Mamma's Amuda Chesed, Mamma's Amuda Gvura, Mamma's Amuda Torah. Everybody's got a chelik in their Torah, which they have to be masakim. We daven to the Rebbeinu Shlom, she bona beis hamikdash, b'shas when the beis hamikdash was around, and there was Giru HaShchin in the world, there was Ruach HaKodesh in the world, one could go along and tap on to the place where he has to go along and be masakim. Shibona beisamikdash mheri v'yomeinu, and therefore the same chelkeinu b'sayrasecha. We'll be able to find our chelik, the portion we are here for. One of the problems with Golas is, nobody knows clearly, we'll see soon, there's a way of telling, but it's difficult. Nobody knows clearly his way, where he is meant to be masakin, which midi he is meant to break. Avak oponim, shleitin vilna gon, shleitin b'al shem tov, shleitin ala svorim. And the ikka of a person is, shviris hamidas v'ateva. Mr. Osananta once said, that to break a midah is harder than learning shas. To break one midah a person is born with, to go along somebody who has a natural tendency, and to break it completely, and to change mikotza la kotza, somebody who's born in the Moshe Lachweis, a castle, or somebody's born holiday, and he goes along and he breaks that midah, and he becomes ma'os castle, and he breaks the midah completely. He said it's harder than learning shas. They came to Biskarov once, and I told the Biskarov over this vault of the Biskarov Sananta, as to break a midah is hard than learning shas. And the Biskro said, no, who says we have to start with the hard things? Let's start with the easy things. Let's start learning shas. I think the Biskro is also meant the same thing. I don't think he was arguing. I think the Biskro meant to say the following. I think he meant to say, as we all know, Torah, Mishnah says, is machshar to Elias, tzaddik, chosid, yoshua, manemon. So Pashetach, the hard way is, the final way is, to break one's midah completely. But the easy way is, okay, the starting point is, I learn Torah, we come together, we learn Torah. If that is machshir a person, that helps a person to break his Yetzer Hara, to break his midas. Okay, the Torah is machshir Torah, the Torah is machshir him. Leo is Sadiq Chosid, Yosha Manemon, that's one of the schools that Rebbeinu Shlom gave in the world. But also Yetzer Hara, which are the bad tendencies and the evil inclinations of a person. But also Torah Tavlin, and I gave the Torah as a spice, I gave you the Limud HaTorah, which Limud HaTorah helps to break a person. It's midas. Of our kaponim, that's the tachis of a person. Shvir is hamidas v'ateva. Chagzin avot amol, roll down. Ki yodua v'maisi in elibad Elisha Anovi b'seyit in Avtaira, in Malachim Beis, Capital Dalet. Elisha Anovi used to go along to a place called Shunam. V'shom ane in Shunam, there was an Isha Gedoyla shteyit in Posuk. An Isha Gedoyla. What was the Isha Gedoyla? The Isha in Shunam, the Isha Shunamis, as she's known as, used to go along and prepare for Elisha, greet Elisha with grace of Ava and grace of Simcha, and she's prepared for him. She's told her husband, Hine Isha Lekim Kodesh Bo Eleinu, constantly there's a Kodesh, there's a holy man who's coming to us constantly for passing by. Nasno, let's make for him Aliyah's Kir. She's taking a loft extension. Unfortunately, she's making a loft extension upstairs. And they put there, Meyos Misham Mito, Shulchan, menorah, a bed, special bed for him, a special table, a menorah, a lantern, a lamp. And the apostle calls her Vashom Isha Gedoyla. As I saw the Zohar, Vashom Shadron brings down from the Zohar HaKadosh. He said he's so brought down from the Zohar HaKadosh. Why was she called Isha Gedoyla? Isha Gedoyla. Isha Gedoyla. We didn't find it somewhere. We didn't find it. Everyone's called the Gagon HaGodl. But Tanakh calls a lady Isha Gedoyla. If the Pasuk says she's an Isha Gedoyla, her Bonish name is May, this is Beruach HaKadosh, she's an Isha Gedoyla, there must be something to it. Why was she an Isha Gedoyla? What's the grace of godless of this Isha, Vashom Isha Gedoyla? So Tiv Shem Azeah Kol Shomeri de Kazach. Isha, Chazal tell us, is a Neho Tzora Ba'orchim. Her eye is generally a lady, but the nature of a lady is to be a shtickle tzora, to be a shtickle stingy when it comes to guests. A bit difficult for us, a difficult tendency for a lady to want guests in her home. So she's a poor guest, another guest. She was misnagged to her nature. Okay, not only was she misnagged, she laid out money for it. She made an aliyah's kick, tana, she spent it. She was the one that advised her husband, Faket. She was on a told her husband to build aliyah's kick, katana, venosim shom zemitza, shulchan, menorah. She was the one who went along and was misnagged and convinced her husband. And she was the one that was happy about the Pasuk says. She kept going to greet him. She was happy that Elisha came to her. She was misnagged to her teva in Gansin. She removed this tendency, bichlal, of ene, otzora, ba'orachim. So the Zeh HaKodesh, that's why she's called Gedoyla. Because godless, Gedula, measures itself with how much a person breaks a teva. And Faket, the Pasuk's made, she took this in Isha, the middle of Isha, ene, otzora, ba'orachim, and turned it to river completely into a mitzvah, achnosis, orachim. That's why she got the title. It's Nacha, the Isha Gedoyla. That's Gedula. Gedula measures itself with a measurement of Shviras Hamidas Vatava, Shviras Hateva, the Shvira, the nature of a person. He breaks his natural tendency. Pasuk itself is made, she's a Gedoyla. The Sant, regarding Isha in Eretz Tzorah Ba'orchim, and breaking the Teva, we find a very similar thing, which is brought down, the Sach Mefosh, bring it down, the Gaba Sori Emeinu. The Pasuk says, Basori Emeinu, as Avraham Avinu said, Mahari, Shloish Seim Kemach Soiles Lushi Vasi Ugois. Mari, hurry and bring Shloish Seim Kemach Soiles Kemach Soiles Lushi to knead them Vasi Ugois and to make cakes or to make bread for the Malachim that came to visit, the Arabs that came to visit him. The Gemara about Metzia Pezayin Amad Aleph, famous Gemara. In fact, in our case of the Gemara, the whole Valtteri doesn't start, but till about 150 years ago, the Gemara, they had another Gis in the Gemara. The Gemara says, according to the Gis which they used to have, and we can see they had this Gis because the Sforim all asked the Kasha, Ma'ari Shloish Seim Kemach Soilis. Now Kemach Soilis is a stira, it's a contradiction. Kemach is a very coarse flour, and Soilis is a very fine flour. So Rashi and Atari says, Pshat, Kemach was one thing, Soilis was another thing. But the Pasha is an apostle, the Gemara dash in the apostle, the Gemara says, what's this Kemach Soilis? So the Gemara says, according to the Gis they used to have, if you look it up, you won't find this Gis, but according to the old Gis, the Gemara says, Hu Oma Kemach, Avraham Avinu asked for Kemach, the he, and she Sora, Omra Soilis. She said she's going to make fine flour. And the Gemara continues, Mikam, from here we see, She'eineho Sora Ba'orchim. That a woman, the Isha, is always Sora, is always stingy when it comes to guests. Our gift is not like it. Our gift is Hu Oma Soilis, the he Omra Kemach, and she said Kemach. Because Kemach is a coarse flour. Mikan, she know it's all over. Nothing difficult to call to our Gisa. But the old Gisa used to be Mikan, she he omra soilis, she said fine flour. Mikan, she know it's all over. So that many before she asked, the chayyah should be pum faket. If she's saying soilis, she's offering the fine flour, is where's Mikan, she know it's all over. Where do we see that from here? She is all over. It's a true shot him on a very similar line. The Baal Shem Tov Kiyudua, a famous vault in Baal Shem HaKadosh. The Baal Shem HaKadosh has a pshat with a moshel. He says a moshel, a fable of a lion, who's teaching his cubs, her young cubs, who's teaching her children, that man is somebody we don't have to be scared of. We're the king of the beasts, we're lions, and we don't have to be scared of man. We can prowl around without fear of man. And Yayob, one of the young children, the cubs, went out for the first time and stalked somewhere, and he went past the house, and he sees a castle in the house, a big mural, a big wall painting of Shimshon Agiba, tearing apart a lion. So with great dread and with great shock, the lion cub comes home and tells his mother, I don't know what you're saying. You're saying we don't have to be scared of a man. I saw a picture in a house, a mural, a big painting of a man tearing apart a lion. So the mother said, go to Chochem. If we would have to be scared of lions, there wouldn't be a pain about man, there wouldn't be a painting, it would be a natural thing for man to tear apart a lion, there wouldn't be a greater painting on the wall. The fact there's a painting on the wall, Dos Gufa, that's the biggest proof that normally man is terrified of a lion. This was a rare occasion where one man managed to tear apart a lion, which I got a picture of them, which I got a wall painting about it. Okay, it's whole Gufa Raya. The fact that it's on the wall of a castle, a big mural of a one man tearing up a lion, shows how rare it is, shows how non-scared, not scared we have to be of the lion. The Torah says, the Torah isn't telling you some stories. The Torah finds the necessity to bring out the point. Avraham Avinu said Kemach according to the old Gesa, and Sora said Tzoylus, that's the bigger recount. From here we see Sheinel Tzora Baruchim, generally is Punktaket. Generally is a Neel Tzora Baruchim, and Sora was Meshava, broke her natural tendency of a Neel Tzora Baruchim, and offered more than Avraham Avinu. One pshat. A similar pshat I saw. So again, also the similar pshat, which also, the pshat of the Rambam says, to break one's nature, generally one has to go in the golden middle way, as Ishiyat the Rambam, everyone knows the Rambam says, one has to go b'derech hamamutza, on the middle way. One has a tendency to one way, one has a yitzhara to one side, one has to go along and go blech the other way, in order to bend back to the middle way, like something's bent over, you bend the right the other side to find the edge up in the middle. So the Rambam someone's got to always go and bend to the mikotze lakotze. Avraham Avinu offered Kemach. Kemach was the middle way. There's worse than Kemach. There's better than Kemach. Kemach's the middle way. Avraham Avinu had Achnos Orchim Derech HaMamutze. Sora went along and offered Soilus. Why did she offer Soilus? Go Rabbi Kotza HaKotza. It's a Mikah. From here we see Sheinel Tzora B'Orchim. And generally, Faket, Sora had to go to the other extreme because the natural tendency of a woman is Sheinel Tzora B'Orchim. Of Al-Kaponim, still there's a connection to what she said in Malachim, and the Ishar Shemamis, when she's miskaba on a natural tendency of a Ne'el Tzora Ba'orchim, it does say it's the Isha Gedoyla. Because that's the tachlis of a person, it's the Zohar Kodesh. The tachlis of a person is Kiyodua, to change the Torah. So Omer Yitzimloi, Kushem Sheitzirosi Sherodom, Acha Kol Beheima Chaya Va'oif B'masa Bereshis, Kach Teirosoi Nisparsha, Acha Teiris Beheima Chaya Va'oif. And the Medrash says, Ochei v'kedem tzaratoni. The Pshat Zazoy. A person, the Emes, is created after all the animals of the world. And if something is created last, if something is done last, one can look at it two ways. One can look at it one way. He's the Tachlis HaBriya, he's the Mechuvan. So when you come to a keynote session, the last speaker is the speaker of the evening. It leads up to the final and point of the main point of the day. And this is our mensch. Person that was created, as Ishan Avachazal, Kol Eilu is Nivra L'Sham Sheini. The whole tachas of the Bria from the beginning to end was to fight, come to the end and to help the man along. The man was the final creation. He's the Mechuvan. He's the tachas of the creation. Up to Kedamta, the Kol Ma'as of Rishis. Okay, the Machshova created everything to go along and help the man. So if a man is Zoicha, he does the correct thing in the world, is an up to Kedamta, the Kol Ma'as of Rishis. Lo Zoicha, if he's not Zoicha, the only person, the only thing in the world that's subject to change is a man. An animal can't change. It has natural instincts, its natural tendencies. It can't change. You can't get an animal. You can't teach an old dog new tricks. Even a new dog, it's very hard to go along and teach some tricks, a few tricks here and there. And even when you teach an animal tricks, it stays on the same line. I was recently, I was in the zoo. There was a show with some birds, and the bird went along and flew off the perch. There was an owl. It was trained to fly from one perch to the other, and back again, a whole circle, and it flew off the perch. It went by mistake, it went to the wrong one. It was the beginning of the season, she explained, Keeper Dalton, and it went off to the wrong perch. So in order to get the owl back, it didn't work at the end, but she said, we're going to have to start the whole circle again, the whole show again, because the owl can't just go, once it goes off the perch, the wrong one, has to go all the steps again. Even if you change it, even if you go along and change an animal, you've taught it a trick, but it's got the same routine. It can go from perch A to perch B to perch C and back to perch A again. If it goes mostly to perch B, it's got to start all the way to perch C and perch A. It's got to go all the way around the same way again. Even when one trains an animal a certain way, one can't change it. It's got the same routine. It goes in and out the whole time. If a person is not Zoicha, a person doesn't do what he's meant to do in this world, he doesn't go along and change himself. Loi Zocha, which we said, that's the main tachlis, that's the gudula, that's the godless of a person, is Zocha Yitush Kodma. If you like an animal and you keep your natural instincts, everything exactly the same as it is, so the Torah tells you, as Vaket, Yitush kodmach, even a little gnat, a little mosquito is better than you. Chaimus Abba says that faket, an animal is born much stronger than a man. Shoy ben yoimoy, koru shoy. You ever see a cow after the first day, a little shoyach, and so on, so on, a little Thursday ox, after a few hours and he's walking around like another ox, you wouldn't have a difference between the first day and a smaller, but besides that, you can run around, you can eat, you can defend for itself. A man takes a long time, it's very weak, a man starts off, it needs till he's 20, it takes 20 years sometimes, till a person fully matures, he still has to come onto parents and people looking after him, he's helpless the first day. Fakat, the Torah wants to show a person, as the Abish wants to show a person, a man is the weakest of everything. If you're looking at your natural tendencies, you want to follow your natural instincts, think even till you grow up and you can manage to fend for yourself, it takes you many, many years. It's Yitush Kodmach. If you haven't got the mala of change, you haven't got the mala of being able to change yourself and to do this gedula, to be shaver your middas and your tavas, you're not zoicha, is then Yitush Kodmach, the smallest of the animal is Kodmach, is better than you. Okay? That's why it's Kodam you. If you haven't got the mala of change, it's faket. It's all Boral Hashem Sheini, you become the Tachlis Habriya. That's it. Tziros HaShirodom, Acha Kol Behem HaChai V'Oif B'Mas HaBereshus. And Rashi carries on, Kach Tzirosoim Nisparsha, Acha Tziros Behem HaChai V'Oif. The Tzir of the man, the Isha Kisazriya, the Yolda Zocha, the Thomas Shivas Yomim, the Tzir of the man, is also Nisparsha Acha Kol Behem HaChai V'Oif. In the Chayah, here we see the key to understanding what we originally asked. The Torah of the man, the Isha Kisazriya, the older Zocha, obviously has to do with change between Masak and a person. Because just like the Yetzirah of the man was afterwards to show you that a man has to go on and change himself. Who are then Teirosai? The Torah of the man, the Isha Kisazriya, the older Zocha, the Tomah Shivas Yomim, has something to do in the Yom HaShmini Yimel B'Sa'al Osai, is change in a person. Yodua, the Racham HaKodesh, the Rachman Pasha, Tunus, the Medr says, Tunus Rufus HaRosha, there's a person called Thomas Rufus, Asr Bakiva. Eizoi Masim Noim. Which actions, which maisim, which deeds in the world are nicer? Shall HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or shall Bosov Adam? What's better? The maisim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the work of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or the work of human beings? And obviously everyone's going to say the work of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more beautiful than the work of a man. The work of a man is limited. If so, Thomas Rufus Rasha said, Lomo Atem Molim. Why do you do bris mila? Why are you fiddling around with the work of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the man with an oila, and you go along and be masakin it? Loma atem olim. If the work of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more beautiful than the work of a man, why are you going along and do bris mila? Reb Akiva went along and brought out Tunas Rufa Sarosha. He brought out him wheat, the Gemara says, shiboilim, and gluskois, cake, or bread, buns, and wheat. And brought them out to show Tunas Rufa Sarosha. The answer is obvious. Wheat is the work of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bread is the work of man. And bread is obviously nicer than wheat. And Tunus Rufus Rasha asked further. He said, oh very well, the Rechaim HaKadosh explains the Kasha Tunus Rufus Rasha. So you see that man can improve on the work of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Rabbi Kiva wanted to show him. Who had embraced me? The Rebbe Shem created the person with a need to be Masakan, and he improves it. And Tunus Rufus Rasha asked further. He said, that's all okay. With man's own improvement, the man wants to eat the food, it's for his own benefit. By him chofetz b'mila, mila is something which you don't do for your own benefit, you do for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted mila. No man wakes up in the morning thinking, oh, I need to have mila now. Bread, somebody feels he wants, so he goes and changes it. But it's not for your own gashmi sticker needs. It's for chefti shamayim. So why did the version of the Kredjim Mol? Omele Arakim Bekiva, shalei nosen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, zah mitzvus li yisrol el letzarif ha'isam. The Rebbe Nishma gave the mitzvahs to Klal Yisrael to purify them. Tzarif is a Russian of putting silver through a furnace and being a tzarif, cleaning out the impurities. The Rechaim HaKadosh is very ma'arech here. But the Rechaim HaKadosh brings out a moedek yisoid. He says, Koidim chet shal Adam HaRishon. Before the chet of Adam HaRishon, there was the Oilam HaTikon. And the Mishnah also lovely, but Oilam HaBo, there will be an Oilam HaTikon. Oilam HaTikon means that there will be no need for a man to go along and do anything but purify himself at all, the world will be exactly as it's meant to be made, without any need of tikkun. Ola, the Musa Gavala, is the Bechina of bad, is the Bechina of ra. The Pasuk says, Konagoyim Areilim. Konagoyim Areilim, because naturally their natural tendency is to be bad. Or the Marishan, Chazal say, was Noilad Mohl. Comes out the Marishan, didn't need to be Bismillah. He was before the Chait of Adam Marishan, he was Noilad Mohl. Achakach nimshecha al-losei. position of Chazal. He's pulled his Ola over. He was covered out over after his Ola. But originally, he was without the Ola. Kiyodua as well, the Tum of an Isha. Isha Kisazriya, the older Zohar, the Tum of an Isha. Har ba'ar be'etzvoynech ve'eroynech. After the Chet of Adam Erishan, the Tum of the Isha came about. Dam Nidus, Dam Basulois, Dam Leda, the Chain of Leda, all came about after the Chet, the first Chet of Adam Erishan. And Oyem Atikon, there's no Mokim. Says the Yerachayim HaKadosh B'Shat Zazoy, the Tum of the Isha, the impurities of a woman, is also the Bechina of bad which cleaves to a person. And Faket, a man is masakin himself, Bechina's Gashmias, at least he's masakin himself, he removes the Mila once, the Orla once in his lifetime. The Isha has to, one, every so often, every period of time has to go along and remove the impurities again with Tevila, because the Isha was the main essence of the Chet. The Isha was one that caused the Chet, the Adam Rishon. Faket, the Bechina of the Ra cleaved to her more than the man. He was hit till Tumah Ba'Oilah. Atoitzia Oretz says Piriyot says Ayachayim HaKadosh, the same thing. The land was also Niskalal. The land also, the Gama Skalal Adom of Avurecha. The land got a Klala. The land's Klala was, and Oyinim Atikum, the Gemara says, the Osid Lavoi, Osid Eretz Yisrael Lohoitzi Gluskois. The cakes will come out straight from land. Hamoitzi Lechem, Mina Oretz in literal term. Nowadays, because of the Chet, after the Chet was plagued in the world, says Ayachayim HaKadosh, other people say it as well, we need to 10 malachas to every bread. The Mishnah Shabbos is Yidur at the Pas. Chayre, Shlerea, Kaitzim, Amad, Dosh, Zayre, Bayre, Teich, and Nosh, Oifa. The 10 malachas one has to go along and do with each bread to bring out this tikkun. Faket, because there's something lacking. You have to go along and work on it. What's the pshat in it? The pshat of the world. That's the physical pshat. Over the whole world, the emes. The pnimis advarim is that in the Oilam, Hamas, the way of the world which we find ourselves in after Chet, once there's a Tum in the world, once it's a Hor in the world, we have to go along and bring that Tikkun. We have to go along and be Masakh, and we have to change, which we spoke about the whole time. Those are the Tachas in the Welt. The Tachas in the Welt is to have an imperfect world, and we have to go along. The Chet brought about bad in the world, and the Tachas is, Faket, to be Masakh. When Rebbe Akiva showed Tumas Rufus Rosha, and Tumas Rufus Rosha asked, Im Chofetz B'Mila, we should be Mulim, and he brought out Shiboilim, and he brought out Chitim. He showed this point, Paket. He showed that we have to work on something. Just like the Sheboilim and Chitim, the Rebbeinu Shlomo made the Sheboilim and made Chitim, and we went along and had to bring out Gluskois. The same thing applies with Mila. If the Rebbeinu Shlomo wanted, he could have done it, but there's a Rara in the world. And the Bechina of Mila is to go along and be Masakim. And the same Bechina is in Isha Kisazriya, the Yolda Zocha, the Tama Shiva Fyomim Kimei Nidas the voice of Titma, the impurity that cleaves to a person, which brings out the point that we have to go along and work, and the issue has to work on herself, we tire yourself again and again, in order to remove this impurity, and the man has to do with the Rismila, and it's not only with the physical Rismila, and the physical Tvila, it's daily a person has to go along and work on himself. Tosid the Kishim, Sheitzi Rosi Shiroda, Ach HaKol Behem HaChayev Oip Masa Bereshis, this point, that person has to change. Kach Teirosai, the Torah of Isha Kisazriya, V'yom HaShmini Yimol V'Sahalosai, is also in the same order. A man after Behemah, to show you, bring out the same point. That if not Yitush Kodmach, if you don't work on yourself, then Yitush Kodmach. The person does change himself, Shet the Mishnah in Obas Vaket, is a Zoicha, Batle Ritzoyne, Ne Ritzoyne, the Heintikapar, the Heintikapayek, Kadesh Yivatle Ritzoyne Achelim, Ne Ritzoynecha. And the Bat Nura says, Ritzoyin Achayim doesn't necessarily mean other people. Ritzoyin Achayim is a kinui on the Rebbeinu Shleinam. But the Rebbeinu himself, in the back of his Ritzoyin, him Nei Ritzoynecha. And so just to finish up one Beitel, it's not actually a Beitel, it's a Vot of the Rishonim. He said in the Agoda Shal Pesach, we're just coming after our Pachedish year after Pesach, is She'eini Yudei Elisha, She'eit in the Agoda, everyone asks the Kasha, brings the same Pasuk as the Rosha. But Vuzer Osa Hashem Li B'tzeisim Mitzrayim. And the Mephoshim asked, the Rosh used to say, Leave a loy loy, me not for him. He lo hoy yashom, lo hoy yamigal. The she'eni yudei elishoim, it's not his fault. I saw what happened in Rishoim, I think it's the Orchis Chaim, the Ra'o. He brings down the she'eni yudei elishoim in a slightly different light than we normally look at it. The she'eni yudei elishoim, he says, not someone who can't ask a little baby in a picture of Agoda with a bottle in the hand of a dummy, but a picture of Agoda, the she'eni yudei elishoim, he doesn't know how to ask. The she'eni yudei elishoim is somebody who doesn't bother asking. Any yudei elishoim, he goes through life without looking to change, without looking to delve into anything deeper. Peter and Ban in Parshas Vayishlach, Vayokum, Vayoichel, Vayesh, Vayokum, Vayelach. The Esav says, Esav's whole Hagas Achaim is given, Vayoichel, Vayesh, Vayokum, Vayelach. He ate and he drank, he got up and he went and further. I mean, it was a whole, he didn't have time to think about anything. It was all Vayoichel, Vayesh, Vayokum, Vayelach. It was his whole life. He ate and he drank, he went on holiday, came back, and went to the Gantz on Hogger for Nesel and Rosha. Yaakov in the Paket went through life with his blindness, went through life looking to change. So the Shaini the Elisha was such a person who doesn't stop to ask. A French can constantly see things happening, he doesn't have to change, I get weiter and weiter and weiter. So the Elisha is only Mashana Teva, only changes nature, either for the Chochom, the Oisik Batayra, or the Tom, either for not such a Chochom, he's not Oisik Batayra, but he's Oisik Bamitzvahs, Betzmimas, he's Oisik Bavoidus Hashem, Betzmimas, such a type of person that Elisha is Chaylev. The Shaini the Elisha, he might not be a Rosha, but somebody who goes through life without his blindness, he doesn't change himself. Then the Rebbeinu Shem doesn't change the nature of him. He sees Mitzrayim was a change in nature, change of Mareches HaOlam, to take the Eden out of Mitzrayim. Ilu HaYosham, someone who's not looking for any change, Ilu HaYonigal. Batel Retzoyin Chom Ibnei Retzoyinoi, Kedei Shivatel Retzoyin Achirin Ibnei Retzoynecho. No, everyone's talking about change, and the whole world's talking about change. So the Ebeshter help in Taka, we should be Zoycha, that the Ebeshter should be Mavatel, if we do our change, Batel Retzoyin Chom Ibnei Retzoynecho, Kedei Shivatel Retzoyin Achirin Ibnei Retzoynecho. The Ebeshter Taka sent Mashiach Tzidkenu, change Taka the whole Mareches HaTeva of the world, and be goy le'son of him heyo v'yomeinu amen.